RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1. Gator with you today. Doug will be back on Monday's show. Do have Kang and Corbin behind the glass. And we got the discussion took another turn at the end there. We were talking about, you know, the Philip Rivers being pulled from the game at the end of the game for a Hail Mary pass because he just doesn't have the arm strength anymore to throw it 50 yards down the field in the way that they wanted to. So they put Riley Leonard in there. So we asked people how many people still think they could throw 50 yards or could you ever throw it 50 yards? We took 10 texts. Eight of the 10 texts said no. And one of them was absolutely sure they could do it. And then there was another one that said, yeah, I think I can do it. Which I was impressed with because people did some self-reflection there and I think they were being pretty honest with it. It's not easy to do. And with an NFL regulation size football, it's really not easy to do. If you've ever, I don't know how many people have had the opportunity to grip an NFL football. It's not the same. It's difficult. I'd like to see if I could still get it done. I was able to get it done 6 years ago, the last time I threw one. And so was Doug, by the way. We both were able to get it to 50. I think we both threw like 52 yards. Love to see if we can still do it, but not sure if that's going to be possible anymore. But then the last call we took just before the top of the hour, he said, what about guys that still think they can throw 80? And Ken, you and I both like, what? I don't know how many guys think they can throw 80 miles an hour, but I don't think it's many. Like, unless you played high school baseball and you were like the ace of your staff on the high school baseball team, throwing 80 miles an hour is not an easy thing to do. Although with coaching and instruction is better now, and they actually are teaching you how to methods to increase your velocity. But even so, it's difficult to do, man. I mean, really difficult to do. I think back to my high school team, I think we had one guy, maybe two guys that could get above 80. But that's really difficult. I said, there's no correlation, by the way. I could throw the hell out of a football when I was younger. And I could not throw a baseball.
Oh, there isn't. Have you ever seen C.J. Stroud throw a baseball?
No.
Oh, God, look it up. Is it C.J. Stroud, an NFL, current NFL quarterback who's young and good, can obviously throw a football. You would think he could throw a baseball as well. He cannot.
All right, let's take a look at this.
That's C.J. Stroud.
Well, yeah, it's odd watching him play catch. He's just kind of like a quick flip. That's somebody that obviously probably did not grow up playing baseball.
Yeah, he doesn't have the technique to form down all that stuff. Maybe if he was coached or taught, he'd be able to, but just naturally, he doesn't throw it well.
It's humbling when you see that. But no, there's no correlation. Like I said, I could throw the hell out of a football when I was younger, but I could not throw a baseball any faster than 67 miles an hour. At least that's what it was clocked at the Polish Fair at St. Mary's.
Oh, yeah, that's legit, the Polish Fair?
Yeah.
I've heard about them.
Yeah.
I think Next Gen Stats uses Polish Fair.
They should. Numbers. They should. The gun there was running a little hot. It's 67. It was the best I could do. The funny thing was you got like three throws. Your first two, you would see how fast you'd throw it. And the third one, they would say, okay, now how fast do you think the next one's going to be? And if you're within 2 miles an hour, you get a prize. I threw each one of them the same speed. And I was trying so hard. When it got done, like my arm was hanging a little lower because I totally threw it out. 67 is the best I could do. But throwing a football is different. I just thought it was interesting that the guy's like, how many still think you can throw 80? None. Like, if you're over the age of 40 and you think you can still throw the ball 80 miles an hour, unless you played like big time college baseball or in the majors where you played minor league baseball, I don't think there's any shot. Call me crazy. Paul is on a cell phone. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Paul.
What's up, guys? Listen, I could throw it every bit of 50 inches. I guarantee it. Or I could boot it 50 inches. How about that? Hey, I cannot believe how many Olympic qualifiers we have in this area that are calling. This is crazy. This is
great. Well, it's not that many. Actually, I was impressed that there were only 2 out of 10 that thought that they could throw a football 50.
There shouldn't be one. There shouldn't be a single one. But anyway, I digress. Listen, real quick. I was up in the park this past summer, and I'm going to try to wrap this up quick. This dude was over there, and he's got kids gathered around him. And I'm saying kids, they're in their teens, you know, mid-teens. I'm not paying that close. I don't know. 8 or 10 of them. And they're huddled around, and he's got a football. And he's just kind of rolling his arm, you know, doing a 360 windmill with his arm. And he's a dude, he's in his 40s. I'm imagining it this anyway. I'm sitting there, I'm pushing my daughter on the swing. And all of a sudden, they scatter. They're all flying the same direction because he's going to throw them this ball. So I'm paying attention, but they're not. They're going, and they're going, they're going. I'm like, well, this guy isn't even going to throw the ball to them. He's messing with them. All of a sudden, he just turns and doesn't, like, gallop and do the, you know, like, put all of his motion into it. He flicks this ball. And I'm telling you, this thing was up in the orbit, and it was going so far. I'm like, oh, my God.
Who was it? Was it a baseball player?
Dude, I don't know.
Oh, but check it's just some out. Random dude?
This ball is just going and going. It went so far that when these guys hooked around, and like, you know, and they're way out there. And when they turned around to curl to kind of line up, it went over all of their heads still. And I'm like, you got to be kidding. I turn and look at the guy like, who is this? I look to the right, and he's passing a blunt from his buddy.
Oh, boy. So he's got that going on for him. Hey, thanks for the call. Just some rando in a park that was able to throw a baseball.
We sure caller Paul wasn't part of the circle
I'm
there.
I'm not sure. I think that Paul may have been, you know, pass puffs.
Yeah,
I think Paul was taking a hit, maybe, perhaps. Although maybe not while he's, you know, got his daughter on the swing there, Kang. Come on. Be fair about that.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, let's hope that's not the case. Bob is in Troy. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. I can take two Major League Baseballs in my right hand, and you're going to laugh at me, and I can throw it to two different people 50 yards, and they could be 20 yards from each other side to side, 30 yards from behind each other, and they will not have to move. I can throw two baseballs. I don't know how, but I do it. I used to coach a little bit, and I'd have two outfielders out there, and I was like, I'm tired of throwing one ball, and I figured out how to throw two with one hand.
And you still think you can do that?
Oh, absolutely. I do it with my son. I'm 62. He's 23. I could take him and his buddy out to the park, and I could throw two baseballs with one hand. I don't know how. I just do it. And
50
you
yards
really
or 50 feet?
50 yards.
So 150 feet.
50 feet?
Well, saying 50 yards with a baseball, two baseballs, yeah. One hand, one throw to two guys that could be 20 yards apart from each other, and they don't have to move. These are your words. 20, I just want to clarify.
20 yards away. They could be 30 yards from right to left, 30 yards from back to front, and I can figure out how to throw them a ball 50 yards.
Bob, have you ever filmed this before or no?
No, but I was at one of my kids' soccer games.
Bob, how do you have this ability? This is something crazy, right? I mean, the guys behind the glass
well,
are not
it would
like,
be,
this is crazy.
You'd probably laugh
no,
at
I,
me. But...
And I am a little bit because if you have this ability, this uncanny ability to throw.
It's not uncanny.
I think it's uncanny.
Simple.
I've never once heard of this. Where you can
I'll tell
throw,
you what.
I'm trying to explain to our audience here what it exactly is you're doing here. Two balls in one hand. Let's assume you're right handed. And you
two
throw,
major league baseballs yes. in one hand.
And you throw and both you balls at the same time, and
yes.
you can throw it 50 yards to two different people yes. with the same throw. And they could be 20 yards apart from each other. Or 10 yards or 30 yards.
They could be 30 or 40 yards separated.
And you have the accuracy. You can change the grip based on how accurate you want to be or based on where these guys are going to be out there to catch it. You can do this. And you haven't filmed this?
I'll give you my kid's number.
No, I don't need a number. I'm trying to help you out, Bob.
You need to help me.
I need to help you out. Because here's the thing. It's a moneymaker. If you could do this and put this out there on Instagram and have your son put it on the gram or on TikTok, do you know how many views this would get?
You could give me 5 minutes in your parking lot at 97.1.
I don't need this. Bob, this is your moneymaker. This is you.
I don't need to make money. Money's nothing. I'm just telling you, I have this, uncanny ability to throw.
I'm telling you, it's an uncanny ability. And I wish your son would recognize this. Video this.
Oh, he knows.
Right. Tell him to put it on the phone. Tell him Gator said put this on the phone and then put it on the gram.
When I was doing it at soccer practice one time, the parents were coming by and going, where in the hell did you learn how to do that?
Right.
I said, I just did it.
So you understand what I'm saying. Everybody thinks this is ridiculous until they see it. And even then, they're going to be like, I don't believe it. Get it on video. Yeah. Let's go.
And it's not 50 feet. I can do a 50 yards.
50 yards, you say.
It'll hit them.
And
then
this video, Kang, am I wrong? This video would be incredible.
Video. We need the video.
You have two kids there, like 10 yards apart. How about 20 apart? They move 20 apart. How about 30 apart? And you do it. It's amazing.
I'll get my kid and one of his buddies out in their midst in the snow, and I'll throw with a hardcore snowball baseballs as hard as they are.
No, they got to be baseballs. You said baseballs. Do it.
No, that's what I'm saying. They will be hard baseballs because of the cold, and I'll throw it to each of them at the same time wherever they're standing.
That's what we're saying. Get this done. Like put it on video.
Hey, you remember King of the Court?
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Do I remember King in his court?
Yeah, the guy with four softball players, and he beat everybody, and then only had four players. It was like a Detroit phenomenon. I mean, you're in your 50s, Gator. You should know what the King of the
Court
don't
remember
is.
That, but I'm telling you right now, talk to your son. Film this.
This needs to be on TikTok.
This needs to be on TikTok.
The most amazing part, Gator, might be he doesn't even know how he does it.
He said, I just figured it out.
He just throws it, and it just goes.
And now he's telling me that he can teach us in the parking lot. He can teach us how to do it. I'm like, don't teach us. Just do it. Get this out there.
Red Panda's got competition.
Red Panda has competition. Honestly. Would you like to see this at halftime?
Absolutely.
Yes. Bob doesn't know what he's got here. This is a gold mine. An absolute gold mine.
20 yards, 30 yards, 40 yards apart.
Right.
50 yards deep.
Like, you could combine it with Red Panda. You could have like somebody on a unicycle with a bunch of, you know,
he would win America's Got Talent. This would be an act in Vegas.
Oh my God, come on. Do you not recognize this?
Simon would love this.
Right. Thanks, Corbin. Yeah. That is absolutely the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I want you to do it again. It's a pass for me. Is it Heidi? Anyways, Heidi Klum, is that the show that she's on? Yeah. She's like, you can have me. Take me now. Take me now, Bob. I never thought that this was possible. Wow.
You can take her from 50 yards away.
20 yards apart. Look at that. Oh!
Yeah, Simon, 20 yards here.
Sometimes somebody comes up with this, what started off as a humble brag about their athletic ability. Top that, people. You got anything that's crazy like that? I want to hear it. 248-539-9797. You want to just text it in? That's fine, too. But I am telling you, Kang, we did not expect that.
Not on my bingo card today.
Not on the bingo card today. Dude claims he can throw two baseballs at the same time accurately to two different people 50 yards downfield, if you will. And those people can be 10 feet apart, 10 yards apart, 20 feet apart, 20 yards apart, whatever it is, he can throw them with the same arm at the same time and hit both people and they wouldn't have to move. Stop. This is 97.1. Hey, got a quick question for you.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.